Blog Talk Radio.
I guess it's afternoon some places. I'm in Austin, Texas. Want to say have a very good Friday. This is March 25th, 2016, and you are listening to the Curtis Harwell Show, America's best and most listened to fitness show with over 6 million listens over the years, and we're creeping upon 300 shows here pretty quick. So if you'd like to participate in the show today, you can call in at 347-850-8748. You can also get me at Curtis Harwell on Facebook. You can get me at Curtis Harwell BB for bodybuilder on Twitter. And you can also get me at Curtis Harwell Fit Talk Radio Show and Curtis Harwell Fit on Facebook. So any of those places you can reach me. We're going to have another terrific show today. Our sponsors today are Michelle's Magic Morsels, and you can get Michelle's Magic Morsels at michellesmagicmorsels.com. And this is Michelle Brent's terrific cookie company, terrific protein cookies, all kinds of different cookies, sugar-free. So head on over to Michelle's Magic Morsels, check out her cookies. I believe she's got some specials going on right now, so check it out. Our other sponsor of the day is Titan Fitnesswear, and you can get Titan Fitnesswear, of course, at titanfitnesswear.com. All kinds of hoodies, tank tops, sweatshirts, all kinds of clothing over there, great graphics. So head on over to Titan Fitnesswear and check out what they have. Everything's in stock, all colors, sizes, quick shipping, fantastic company. And head on over there and see what they've got going on for you. And today's show, this is for the 40-plus. And, you know, younger people can listen to the show also and getting themselves actually prepared as they get older. But today's show, I'm going to discuss strength training after 45 years of age and beyond. And I think it's really important that you do start preparing yourself. God willing, you know, you live a long and healthy life, but, you know, you're not going to do the same things, you know, as you're 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 70, and beyond as you did when you were 20 years old. So you have to approach things a little bit different, you know. And one stat that I want to give you that's pretty doggone alarming is that for every decade we don't train, okay, there is approximately about a 7-pound loss of lean body mass. Now, that lean body mass is muscle for men. And for women, it's about 5 pounds of loss of lean body mass. Now, what this actually equates out to is about a 2 to 4% drop in your metabolic rate per decade. And so if you look at yourself as you're getting older and you're doing less and less and less, and then you basically get to a point that you're not doing any training at all, you notice why you sometimes can eat the same amount of food, do the same amount of daily things, but your metabolic rate drops. So it's very important that you keep exercise in your life. It is just absolutely imperative that you don't. Now, even if you are aerobically active, your body will still lose lean body mass if you're not doing strength training. So strength training is very important. Now, if you're listening to this show and you realize that years have passed, pass you by without ever picking up a weight. You know, hope really is not lost for you. There is no age limit to start strength training, okay? It doesn't matter what age you are. Just be certain you get medical clearance from your physician before starting any exercise program for the first time. Please check with your doctor and make sure everything is okay, and that's very important. Now, strength training is the only single action we can take that will build muscle, recharge your metabolism, and reduce our body fat percentage. Nothing else does that, okay? And you may be surprised to hear that it only takes really 2 to 3 strength training sessions per week to achieve this goal. Now, if you have, you know, if you want to become more and more and more fit, then the numbers change a little bit. But for the average person, the regular person, 2 to 3 strength training sessions per week to achieve this type of goal. Now, now for older individuals, okay, you need to give yourself at least 72 to 96 hours of rest in between your workout sessions when working the same muscle groups, okay? So you don't want to be working the same muscle groups every day. You need to give your muscle some rest, okay? Now, let me give you a little example here. We're talking about, let's say you do chest, back, and arms on Monday. You will want to wait until Thursday or Friday before you work these same muscles again. Now, myself, I've been training since I was 13, have never stopped. My workout's a little bit different than that, but I'm a competitive bodybuilder. So it works a little bit different than that. Now, what this does, it allows for the greatest recovery and strength to perform the exercises the next time you go to the gym. And you can, however, do legs, lower body on Tuesdays and Saturdays. But what do you do if you're new to strength training? Where do you begin? Okay, that's huge two questions there. Now, strength training for many can be intimidating, and can be a bad experience sometimes, especially if you never strength trained before, because you don't know how to use the equipment, you don't know what exercises to do. It can be very, very, very intimidating for some folks. Now, this is why I advise my clients or people that I know that are new to strength training that they start with machines first, because it gets you started out. You don't have to worry about balance, and you can really get into it quickly. Now, the reason machines are less intimidating and are easier for what we call newbies to begin with is why we get you on the machines. Now, once one has mastered the machines, then you can move on to free weights before you begin working on functional training. And so normally what I would do is start everybody out on machines, little bit of the free weights, but mainly machines. Get them going, get them fit, get a good base, and then we start switching over to free weights. Now, even after 10 weeks of strength training, you can show terrific benefits already. I've seen it where, you know, you can get a 3-pound increase or a little bit more increase on lean muscle mass gain. You can actually, lose anywhere from 2 to 4 pounds of body fat within this period of time, and also get anywhere from a 1 to 4% reduction in body fat just in 10 weeks. It depends on your effort, what you do, what you put into it. Now, let's talk a little bit about stretching. Okay. Stretching either between each set of exercise or upon completion of the exercise routine shows an average of about 19% increase in strength for gain. Now, for this reason, aerobic activity, strength training, and stretching are all important in your overall fitness goal. Now, something I want to throw in here that applies a little bit. Especially if you're competitive or you're a power lifter or something like that, there's been all kinds of studies that show that if you stretch before you do your workout, you can lose, believe it or not, anywhere from 20 to 30% of your strength level. But this is at the high end. This is not the average person. Now, I also advise older adults that the ideal time for protein consumption and for other people that are doing strength training is immediately after your workout session. It really doesn't have to be any kind of fancy protein either or a fancy protein supplement. Believe it or not, low-fat chocolate milk, yogurt, low-fat regular milk, any of those things have sufficient enough protein in them that will satisfy the protein needs that the body has right after workout. So any of those things, it doesn't have to really be anything fancy, believe it or not. A lot of times right after I get done working out, I will consume anywhere from 16 to 32 ounces of milk with some egg whites. And so it doesn't have to be anything fancy. You don't have to go out and do protein powders and stuff like that if that's something that you don't want. Now, the reason that you want to do this is that the muscles are especially efficient in absorbing protein and carbohydrates into the muscle cells right after workout. So it's very, very important that you do that. Now, and it's also important, you know, I want you, you know, to understand this. When you're doing your exercise, start strong, finish strong, because the older we get, the more important the role of strength training is on our fitness routine. Okay. By the time you're 60 years of age, 45% of your workout time should be attributed to strength training. With the others, let's say 55% being spent doing aerobic activity. Now, the goal is to keep your bodies lean and strong, which will help you go through your golden years with vim and vigor. Now, you know, a question to ask yourself, do you strength train consistently? If not, what is the biggest obstacle in getting started or continuing a strength training protocol? Were you surprised how little time is required, you know, to achieve such wonderful results? Now, you know, and does this inspire you to hit the gym or begin a strength training routine at home? So you need to do whatever you can do to inspire yourself to make sure that you keep going to the gym and that you keep achieving the goals that you set and being able to hit your fitness level or get to your fitness level that you want to get to. Now, a lot of people out there fear they're too old to get into weight training. But believe you me, being the master trainer that I am, this is not the case. Now, making the decision to start weight training is the smartest thing you could have ever done towards physical fitness. And I'm going to give you a few things here, what you need to know for training and training success after age of 40. Now, many individuals fear they're too old again to get into weight training, but this is not the case at all. Now, with some proper information and planning or a trainer, it is perfectly possible for you to make dramatic increases in your fitness level, improving the way you look and feel at the same time. Now, weight training has the power to change your body faster than any other type of exercise. You know, and therefore including it as a regular part of your fitness program is an incredibly smart move on your part. Not only that, but as we grow older, we are at an increased risk of muscle mass loss, and weight training is basically the solution to that program. So for you to maintain your muscle mass as you're getting older, you need to work the muscle so the muscle will be fit, but the muscle is continually in a progress of improvement is what you do. And finally, weight training also helps us, you know, to speed up our metabolic rate and strengthen our bones. And these are two major issues that older adults deal with as time goes on in their life. So very, very important. Now, and again, weight training has the power to change your body faster than any other type of exercise. So as you can see, making the decision to start weight training is potentially the absolute smartest thing you could do at this point in your life. And so it's really important. Now here's is what you need to know in order to get started on the right foot. Number one, start slowly. Now, as with any new activity you do, it's important that you start into it slowly, giving your body time to accommodate to the new stress being placed on it. Now, weight training is no exception to this rule. In fact, it applies even more so than any other type of exercise that you can do. So as weight training is a very intense activity by nature, if you jump into it too quickly, there's a very high chance you will, wind up hurt or burned out, either one. And again, weight training is a very intense activity. And if you're new to weightlifting, and or someone who has just taken a break from their usual workout program, still start back in slowly. Now, give your body that little bit of extra time to adjust to the stress, and it will be well worth it in the gym. Number two, see a trainer. Another must is seeing a personalized or a personal trainer or a master trainer. Unless you're someone who has been training for years and you're just now – you're just increasing in age, it's important that you get started using the correct form. While you can certainly research about the different types of exercises online, and all you got to do is go to Google's and you can find any information, you need, this is not going to have the same effect as having someone there with you watching you while you perform the exercise. So get that trainer in there for at least your first few sessions until you really know what you're doing, or even longer with a trainer. And get that trainer in there for at least, your first few sessions. Sometimes you really don't need to continue seeing them once you have your program set up, apart from the odd check. But getting the guys from the start is very important. Now, if you're one of those people that your motivation level's low and you need someone to push you, you may want to go longer. I have people that I work with right now that I've been training them for years. I mean, we're talking over 500 sessions. And because they need that motivation, they need that person there to push them every day, and they realize that. And so they have no problem. So I have several clients that I've had for years. The third thing, weight train 3 to 4 times a week max. And again, regardless of whether you're new to weightlifting or already quite experienced as someone who is over 40, you really want to consider the total number of days you're hitting the gym for weight training. Now, while you might have been able to handle a 5-day program without any issue during your 20s and 30s, as you get older, your recovery process starts to slow, necessitating that you provide your body, more rest between sessions. Now, and keeping your training at 3 to 4 days a week will ensure you're getting enough time off to actually experience the results you're going for. Now, remember, muscle grows while at rest, not while in the gym. So going into the gym before you're recovered is going to it can significantly hinder your progress. Number four, be sure you're eating right. Don't ever think that your work is done after you leave the gym. The foods you put in your body to fuel your workout and recover from each session are going to have a big impact on the results you see. Now, sometimes individuals who are over 40 tend to let their total calorie intake fall by the wayside out of fear that they'll gain weight. And this is not atypical, especially if they or if you have not been that active for the last few years, as your metabolism is really likely to slow and you would gain weight on a higher calorie intake. So, again, the foods you put in your body are going to have a big impact on the results that you see. Now, what's important to realize here is that now that you're weight training again, your calorie needs are going to be a little bit higher. therefore, you must apply your energy to the body if you hope to get stronger and then grow new muscle tissue. Now, even if you don't have the goal to build new muscle tissue, putting on quality, putting quality nutrients into your system is going to improve your recovery rates, so that you can, you know, you really are going to have more energy with each gym session that you complete. Number five, don't forget to stretch. While younger individuals are often advised to include regular stretching as part of their program, this advice actually doubles after age 40. So at this point in your life, you're going to find that your muscles and ligaments are starting to tighten up to a larger degree than normal. Therefore, you know, you need to be doing what you can do to stay nice and limber. Now, remember, the greater the range of motion you're able to move through, the better results you get from the weightlifting movements you perform. Therefore, this is one thing you definitely do not want to neglect. Number six, watch your total volume. And this is really important. This is the last thing you must take into account, is the total volume of your workouts. Now, this somewhat goes along with the principle of only working out 3 to 4 days a week, but this expands upon it. So you also must be sure you're not performing too many sets per workout, as that too will make it incredibly hard to recover from. Ideally, you should be aiming between 20 to 30 sets total each workout, which, you know, should easily be accomplished if you utilize the main core lifts and remove out isolated exercises that aren't offering too many benefits to you. And again, take into account the total volume of your workout. Now, so kind of in conclusion here, don't think being over 40 makes you too old to weight train. It really isn't. And this is anything but the truth. But however, there are some important factors that you go about your program planning in order to experience optimal results. And again, those top things to look at: start out slowly, number one. Number two, see a trainer, or at least the trainer in the gym, if there's a gym that has a free trainer that can spend a little bit of time with you if you can't afford one. Weight train 3 to 4 days a week max, and be sure you're eating the right foods at the right time. Make sure you're getting enough protein and carbohydrates. And number five, don't forget to stretch. Really important. Number six, and the last thing, watch your total volume. So, you know, in closing here, you can be in 80, 90, whatever your age is, you can still weight train, you can still maintain your muscle mass so you're not losing your muscle mass, you can keep your metabolic rate at a high level, and just eat the right foods, do the right supplements. I recommend myself a good multivitamin mineral tablet per day, just to make sure, because you got to keep in mind, as you get older, you know, you're not getting as much of the nutrients out of the foods because you are getting older. And so that, and then too, sometimes you're not eating as many of the good foods that you need to eat. So you need a multivitamin and mineral tablet. And I also recommend probiotics for your digestion, and to also keep the microflora in your gut, in your internal system, that it keeps your microflora going, so you have a good immune system. And then the probiotics will also help with digestion, because as you get older, you at a higher level, you are not breaking down the food properly and getting all the vitamins and minerals that you need out of the food by using the probiotic and digestive enzymes. Those things will help you use more nutrients out of the food that you're eating, so you're at a high level in your nutrition all of the time. Those are just a few things. And then, again, you can Google, do whatever, you know, go online and look at different things that you can do that's going to help you as you get older. Well, you have a fantastic weekend. Have a very good Friday today, and have a happy Easter, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.